Going to delay the inevitable by half an hour? Is that what you're saying?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
It just said they tweeted out a thing with a graphic that said new start time. Michigan State versus Ohio State now kicking at 7:30 p.m.
Well, the good news is maybe most people be watching the Alabama-Georgia game so we don't get to see the massacre.
Well.
But I don't know. I mean, look, Michigan State's not going
to. Think about Ohio State. Ohio State's played the 131st schedule in the country out of 134 teams. They have played nobody. And believe me, when you play nobody, you hear about it. I can raise my hand and attest, knowing the team that played nobody the last couple of years in the preseason. So you can be, you can fatten up on empty calories.
All right. So I'm going to say this, and it's self-deprecating, and it's also true. The other day, I was cleaning stuff out of my house, and I came across a folder that had in it a stat sheet from my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. For football. It was season-ending stats, which were, and we talked a million times how bad my football team was. We were 0-9, and I said we just got killed every game. The numbers are remarkably similar to Michigan State against Ohio State over the last 8 years. The total points we gave up was over 300 for my high school team. I think Michigan State has given up like 350 points or something like that in the last 8 years. The total points scored by my high school team that season, I think we had like 50 points that year. Michigan State has scored 77, I think, in the last 8 games against Ohio State.
Well, let me be clear on this on Ohio State. I think they're probably pretty good. But the same questions I had about Michigan after playing East Carolina, UNLV, and Torrey Amos in the non-conference last year, I was like, are they good? And Ohio State has fattened up on bad teams. I think they're pretty good, but I do ask, are they good?
Ohio State's really good, but Michigan State's improved. If the Michigan State wasn't improved, the spread in this game would be like 45 points, and it's, I think 25 was what I saw the other day. How long will it be competitive for? I don't know. You know, but Michigan State's defense does look better, but every week they get more and more banged up. Offensively, they can't run the ball, which isn't good because they used to be able to run the ball all the time with D'Antonio. Now they can't run the ball. Been a minute since Kenneth Walker played. So it's definitely an uphill battle, but we can get into that later in the week.
Anyway, the start time's been moved 30 minutes. That's all.
Thus the
7:30.
2 minutes of Michigan State talk. Yeah.
Okay. Feedback coming in here. Fetter nicknames. Chris Fetter is the ace maker. That's from Dan and Ipsy. Call him Mr. Fix. That's from an unnamed texter. The Fixer. Fetter the Fixer. That's from J.M. Waterford.
Should we call him the Fix Man?
Travis and Warren says, Maker of the Unknown for Fetter. Named texter, Bum Whisperer is stupid. I think I spell check screwed them up. It was probably supposed to be Bump Whisper. Like when you're on the bump?
Stop.
What's wrong with that?
I hate that term.
The bump?
Yeah.
Why?
It's one of those things. It's just one of those, I've never liked the term bump. And he takes the bump. What do you mean takes the bump? Oh,
we need to let people know we have lost the list.
I never knew the Spell Gator.
That he hated
the term bump?
Bump.
Hill is infinitely better and it's still not great. Bump is awful.
So you just prefer like mound?
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm just asking.
Love mound.
All right.
So much better.
No bump.
Not bump.
Can tolerate Hill, prefers mound.
Absolutely.
I actually think the term bump's kind of cool.
He would, right, Gator?
Yeah. Anybody shocked? No. Now, there are things in sports that I just don't like, and that's one of them, the bump.
So we got to restart the list. We seriously, the computers got switched out, and then in the switch out, the list got deleted. We are efforting to find
the old hard
audio,
drive.
An audio podcast somewhere of Gator's list of things he strongly disliked.
We'll get it. We'll get it by the end of the week.
Will we?
Yeah. Well, okay. I have to look it up, but that's the goal.
We have to add to this now, apparently, people who use the term bump.
People want to know, what about toe the slab? You feel about that, Gator?
That's funny. The word toe is funny by itself, and slab is always a good term. Yeah.
Rubber. Do you like rubber?
I mean, if you have to.
I guess you don't have to. I mean, fine. People say it.
So, it's fine.
So bump whisper is a no. Chris Fetter was nicknamed the hologram by the pitching staff. It was said during an interview aired on either Bally's or Fox Sports Detroit a few years ago. It's from Luke in Detroit. The hologram? Interesting.
We got a Fetter made. Is another one coming in right now?
Oh, the staff funny. Is Fetter made. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, you like that?
That's good. That's good.
Did the person give us a name?
No, they didn't. Fetter 810 made. Area code.
Mr. 810. That narrows it down. Yeah, Fetter made. I like Fetter made.
Great.
Another one, Fetter made pitchers. Yeah.
I think we'll go with that. That or Bump Whisperer. We should take Ted Text.
And Red Hot for Fetter made.
Right?
Yes. Okay. MLB Network, Chris Mad Dog Russo asked the question about the Tigers, about whether or not they're a viable threat to win the American League pennant. A viable threat to win the American League pennant on MLB Network. Here's what Mad Dog said. I've never wanted to beat the Yankees more than after I saw that.
Wait a minute. A New Yorker just talked about the Yankees being good?
I didn't think I could go next level with a desire to beat the Yankees.
There's some arrogance in that, in those comments. Not yours, but his. That guy.
Look, I don't know his story. At one point he said, if you think I'm trying to put a whammy on the Yankees, good. So is he a New Yorker that doesn't like the Yankees?
I don't know. I'm sure he loves the Yankees, because all New Yorkers do, but God forbid you're a Mets fan, I guess. But no, he's trying to protect against the jinx, that's all, by being overly confident. But saying that a team is dangerous, but then in the same sentence you say, but they're not viable. That doesn't make any sense. Well, this team is good enough to surprise the Astros, but they're not good enough to surprise the great Yankees. This year's version of Murderer's Row.
I think we're on the brink of adding two things.
There's just too much talent here in New York. Oh my God, the pinstripes are just, you can't possibly beat the pinstripes. Wait a minute, let me go back and check the last few times the Yankees and Tigers have met up in the playoffs.
Doesn't have any relevance.
Shut up. It works for right now.
All right, go for it.
The last few times, were the Tigers underdogs facing the Yankees in the playoffs?
Yes, they were.
How did they do?
They beat them in the last two times they played them.
Mm. Were those teams have like Hall of Fame players on them?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
How'd the Tigers do?
They beat them in 2006.
When these teams played recently.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened when they played recently. Were the Tigers able to get a game against the Yankees, or did they take two out of three against the Yankees?
I don't recall. If you want to know something amazing, the Tigers have played the Yankees twice this millennium, and they are 7-1 in those eight playoff games they've played. The Tigers have won 7 of the 8 as an underdog both times.
Well, he's a mad dog, so you be you. rabid bastard.
We're gonna add two things to the list that doesn't exist anymore in one segment.
No, look, he can have his opinion, whatever he wants. It just comes across as being a little weird when you say they're dangerous but not viable. Would I expect the Tigers to beat the Yankees if they're fortunate enough to meet up with the Yankees, which what would be the ALCS more than likely? Would I expect it? No. Would I rule them out? Absolutely not. How could you possibly rule this team out?
We're not conceding anything. I was wrong. They aren't 7-1. They are 10-3.
Oh.
My bad. 10-3.
Double digit wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've defeated them three times in a row. 2006, 2011, and 2012.
Yeah, and when the Tigers beat the Yankees back on August 17th, that gave them their 60th win. They were 60-64. And then they had that win Sunday night in Williamsport, where they won it in extra innings to make it 61-64. The Tigers now are 82-74. So the way they're playing, they can beat anybody and have